This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The Mets really rally and have a big-time performance. It's a good win against the Angels. That's a good win against the Angels team that I can tell you isn't very good. And, you know, they're around 500. But they did just beat Philadelphia 2 out of 3 in Philly. They have a 4-0 lead in this game. Kodai Senga has nothing to start. They got to go to the bullpen in the 4th inning, which has been an issue for this team consistently now, the innings from the rotation. The bullpen does a fantastic job from that point on. Beatty with a big 2-run home run that kind of feels like you help get back into the game. You get the big hit from Soto. Why the Angels just allowed Lindor to steal second base, I have no idea. I have no idea. And they didn't play a clean game either. They probably have Beatty out at third at home on the Mauricio grounder that ends up giving them the lead. They blow that play. Sloppy baseball all over the place. And I know, there he is defending the Yankees. Yeah, damn right. You got Lindor throwing the ball over the catcher's head when he had a runner out at home plate. Sloppy baseball all over the place. But the Mets do come through. Juan Soto with a big base hit up the middle to tie the game. They come through. Diaz in the 9th. And really the talking point of the game, obviously, is the return of Alvarez and the game he had and that big double the other way. And just the idea of how important, like when you look at this offense, how important Alvarez could be to this team, to this offense. He needs to improve defensively too. And Torrens has done a nice job, and he's incredible throwing runners out. If he's not the best in baseball, which I think he is, he's one of. I know Kirk is really good too. We saw all the numbers how good Kirk is behind the plate with the Blue Jays. But Torrens has done a nice job. He is a backup catcher. Like when he plays every day, I know he had a couple of hits the last couple of days, but when he plays every day, he gets exposed offensively. They need Vientos. Like, and especially we'll get to not just the game, but what David Stearns had to say when he met the media. And let's be honest, they're going to go out and try and get some bullpen help. That's all it sounds like. Now, look, we have seen this before. It's not exactly the NFL draft necessarily, but this is a time of year that you got to take what these GMs say a little bit with a grain of sand. You have to understand that. They don't want to go out there and show their needs. They're trying to work deals. But he's been pretty straightforward. Steve Cohen and David Stearns have been pretty damn straightforward. Mendoza been pretty damn straightforward about how they view things and how they're going to go handle things. And if you listen to David Stearns, he is comfortable with the situation at third and seeing the progress of Beatty. And obviously Beatty backs him up in a 2-run home run last night. But he's comfortable with that. And let's be fair, we have seen Vientos, you know, struggle this year. A little bit better going into the break. Had an RBI hit the other day. And we have seen him be a dynamic offensive force last year. That's hard to just give up on. That's hard to say, well, we'll never see that again. Like, that's how good Vientos was last year and then through the playoffs. So you do have Beatty, who does have a really nice-looking swing, who has had moments. He obviously kills minor league pitching. He's had some moments. He hits the home run in this game. But it sounds like David Stearns is not going to go be uber-aggressive at this trade deadline. Now, is that even possible? Is this deadline even a deadline you could go be aggressive and get what you need? Can they get a third baseman? Can they get an outfielder? You talked about being comfortable with Jeff McNeil in center field. Like, I don't know if a bat is coming. Period. And if that's the case, and again, we'll find out. And as we get closer to it, we'll start to, you know, sprinkle in some segments where we go over the different guys who they could be targeting. A lot more noise around the Yankees right now than the Mets with those kind of names. But we can go through wish lists and who you want and who I think makes sense for the New York Mets and Yankees. But ultimately, listening to Stearns yesterday, you would think that they're not going to be that aggressive, particularly with bats at the trade deadline. And if that's the case, Alvarez coming back up after hitting 11 home runs in the minor leagues and absolutely killing it, gaining some confidence. And I think that's all it's about. I don't think you go down there for however long he was down there for, a couple weeks, and retool everything. Maybe you make an adjustment here or there. I'm not saying you don't go down there. But it's about seeing the ball leave the ballpark. It's about seeing the success, even if it is against minor league pitching, right? It's the same thing of the longest yard or anything else. You know, you want to beat up on an opponent, beat up on a lesser opponent and feel good about yourself in the big game. So to go down to AAA, gain that confidence, see the success, 11 home runs, he comes up, boom, first game, a couple of hits, big double off the wall that, yeah, probably should have been caught, but off the wall, and suddenly maybe you can get him going. I mean, this was the top prospect in all of baseball. This is a guy you were relying on. He was someone when first came up and great defensively after hearing he wasn't, that was his issue, and it's become his issue. But when he first came up, defense was good. Offense was great. 26 home runs, whatever it was. You expected him to be a big force for you in the middle of the lineup, and he's been terrible this year. And if you could get him to come up and play the way he's capable of playing, and what we saw at times and what we saw in the minor leagues or whatever, or what we saw last night, if he could be that guy and you mix in just a close facsimile of what Vientos was last year, that could solve a lot of your problems as far as the offense goes. And then the other thing you saw from last night that could really help this offense is Juan Soto coming through with runners in scoring position, which you know is going to happen eventually. It's not going to be all year where he struggles with it, but it's already 100 games in and we haven't seen it. So last night, to see Alvarez come through, to see Juan Soto get the big hit, to see the bullpen, much maligned bullpen at the moment, go, you know, six innings after Senga is only able to give you three, come back, rally back from being down four runs, that's a really good win for the Mets last night in almost every way, shape, and form. Everything you were looking for in that game, you got. You're looking for Alvarez. You're looking to prove, have the bullpen prove something to you. You're looking for Juan Soto to come through. Lindor with a big stolen base that leads to the tying run. At least, you know, he's kind of been really in a tough stretch for him. A lot of positives in the Met game last night. Beatty with a big home run. You're trying to establish third base. Trying to establish third base. Mauricio with a putting the ball in play, hitting it hard to third base leads to a run. Trying to establish third base. You're trying to establish a couple more bats because it sounds like they're not coming. And you're hoping that bullpen with the addition of, you know, Brooks Raley and hopefully Reed, Garrett, and Brazoban getting back to themselves. We got Budo coming back shortly. And, you know, you might address that in the trade deadline a little bit if you can get some bullpen arms. And you got to find a lot of answers from within with this team. And last night went a little bit towards that as they got a good win, two in a row now against the Angels, looking to take a series later tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.